and would much rather put a boy out there and dress him like a king for him to die. Isn't that something? Hoping that that would spare his life whenever, because they would think, well, we killed the king, so we ain't got to run him down to kill him. Isn't that something? But look at this. So David puts on the armor.
K-A-Y-T and K-Q-J-O-F-F. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for joining us today. You are listening to the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer at 1100 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana. We're founded by Bishop Eddie Moore, your senior pastor. Today we are bringing you the Word of God from a dynamic speaker and hope that you will come visit us soon. Thank you for tuning in with us. And you can reach us at 337-238-0314. God bless you.
We shall never.
Hallelujah.
Never be defeated.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because God is the greatest power. We shall never be defeated.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because God is the greatest power. We shall never, never be defeated.
And the devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
God is exalted.
My.
Never be defeated. Never be defeated. Never be defeated.
You hang in there, children.
The devil is a liar.
Yep.
A liar.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated. Praise God. We're getting ready now for the most important part of the service. We've waited all week long for this. And asked him, Father, we need a word from you.
Never be defeated.
And the devil is a liar. We'll never be defeated. And I thank God for the man of God tonight. Been seeking God for this word all week. And we come to hear what God has for us. And as we all stand to our feet, praise God. I put you in the hands of our speaker for tonight. God bless. The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God
is exalted and will
never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated. The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
And will never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Will never be defeated.
Come on.
The devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
And will never be defeated.
And never be defeated.
Will never be defeated.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
The devil is a liar.
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 devil is a liar.
The 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 devil is a liar.
Bless you. Come on, and if the devil is a liar, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the presence of the Lord. Come on, and we give honor unto our pastor, amen, our bishop, Bishop Andy Marbury.
Hallelujah!
Minister,
devil is a liar.
Bishop Andy Marbury Randall.
Devil is a liar.
Amen. Everyone, liar. Musicians, God bless you. Bishop Mosey, bless you. God bless you. Amen. Our youth, come on, youth, give yourself a hand clap.
Devil is
a liar.
Liar.
Come on, the devil is a liar. Come on, you sing.
The devil is a liar.
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 Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. How many thank God for the Sabbath of the Lord? Amen. We give honor unto the Lord. We thank God for entering into his gates, giving him thanks, and into his courts, giving him praise. It's our job to praise him and to give him thanks. And he blesses us for doing so. And it causes us to have, amen, the favor of God upon us, which is unmerited favor, which is favor that you and I don't even deserve. But because of his blood being shed on, amen, the ground of Calvary, amen, there's grace upon his people. Even when we sin, God said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen, and our sins shall be forgiven. If we repent, I will bless the name of the Lord. I praise him because I have to. Not just because I want to at times and I don't feel it. I have to because it's my duty. If I want to make it to heaven, sometimes you got to train yourself to do what's right. And it ain't going to be easy every time. And that goes for man, woman, and child. You got to practice the things that you're taught to do right. Because heaven requires you doing right, not someone doing right for you on your behalf that you may enter in, but you doing right yourself. And when God spreads the table, it is for everyone. Amen. And we all can eat. Bless you. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles in your hand, while we're yet standing, I'm going to go to Timothy. Amen. The third chapter. I'm going to read with some energy and speed. First verse, starting at the first verse. Amen. First Timothy, third chapter, beginning at verse 1. When you have it, say amen. 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 Bless you. The Bible says, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, willing to get your hands on money any way you know how, by all means, any means necessary, give it to me, or I'll take it. But patient,
not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, not a beginner, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, them who know not Christ, but seeing you as the light and expecting you to walk, amen, in the things that you speak about, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Scripture that I want to get to is this scripture. The Bible says, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. 13 again, for they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for your word. God, we bless you. God, we come before you, Lord God, asking God for, God, your mercy, God, that be continually upon your people, God, as we, Lord, walk in truth, Lord God. And if we happen to slip, God, and sin, God, that, Lord, continue to open the doors where we may come and repent. And God, get it right with you, Lord. And God, the words that I speak, God, let them also be of you, Lord God. And I will speak what thus saith the Lord, and I bind the devil on every hand, God, that every soul, Lord, be loosed, and Lord, with liberty to praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus a hand clap. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a better hand clap than that. Now remember, we talked about training ourselves to do right. That's whether we're tired or not. Even if it's just for the moment, let's do what we have to do for the moment. Now give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. You may be seated at this time. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Saints of God, the Lord, as I was seeking God, amen, the Lord spoke unto me, bless you, on the last weekend, the Lord spoke unto me, I believe it was Friday night after Friday night service, the Lord spoke unto me, and I entered into a dream, amen, and what the words were whosoever desires the office of a deacon. And God began to speak about, amen, the Pharisees and, amen, and how hypocritical they were and the integrity that should be within the people of God. Amen. Holding a position in the Lord. Amen. Even as the Bible spoke of, even a bishop must be blameless. Amen. Amen. The husband of one wife. Amen. Having a good report. Amen. Not just among them who are in the church, but among them who are without. Without, among them who are not where the people of God are just yet. But walking in that which God has called you to walk in. And he began to say, likewise must the deacons, amen, be grave. Grave means serious. Serious about God's word, not double-tongued, saying one thing and doing another. Amen. The confusion. The Bible says that Satan, amen, the devil is the author of confusion. Amen. Not confusing the people of God with the things that we say. Amen. As opposed to the things that we do. Saying one thing and doing another. That is hypocritical in God's sight. And God began to speak, amen, concerning the Pharisees. And the Pharisees was the church. Amen. The Pharisees were the people of God that came and walked into the gates, amen, amen, with thanks and giving him thanks into his courts with praise and sitting before the Almighty, sitting and teaching, amen, the people of God what the word of God says, but doing just the opposite of what they were teaching. And God began to call them hypocrites. And if you research and even read even within the scriptures how God called the Pharisees, many times he called them, ye hypocrites. Amen. You say one thing and do another. And this was the church. And I've heard many times how the church is a hospital. Now, we all don't come in this house, this building, this place perfect, but we come to be fixed. And whenever a person comes into a hospital and when they leave out, amen, they are fixed when they leave out the hospital. But when they enter into the hospital, they're broken. They may be disgusted, amen, tired of life. But when you walk into the house of God, amen, the church, amen, ought to have a word, amen, for the people that enter in. That's why, first of all, you come into his house, giving him thanks into his courts with your praise, whether you had a bad day or not. You're the example. And God began to speak about the integrity of his people. Amen. That what we preach and what we speak on, we ought to be doing the same thing behind the doors where we live. Not entering into the house of God being one person and out the door you are another person. God began to say, you hypocrites, scribes and Pharisees that continue to look for the negatives in Christ Jesus. And they who are looking for the negative in you as well. God began to say, you hypocrites, put weights on men's shoulders and don't lift them with not even a finger that you have. God said hypocritical ways. Integrity. Pharisees. The pretense of being a Christian. Falseness. Saying one thing and doing another. Pretending to be. But the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. You can't get away with nothing. But God said when he spreads his table, amen, everyone is there to eat. A malnutrition in the spirit. A malnutrition is someone, amen, who is lacking substance within their body. Nutrients that's going to help your body to grow. And the same thing in the spirit. You can become a malnutrition in the spirit if you don't eat the word of God. And you can come and eat and live another just like throwing it out. Everything you heard being taught within the house of God, you go and do just the opposite. Yes, God is about rebuke because he rebuked them that he loved so that you can walk into the gates of heaven when he comes back for his people. But the prefix, the beginning that he began to call the Pharisees was hypocrites. Doing one thing, saying one thing, and doing something else. And this type of work even exists in the churches of today. And the integrity is not what you do in the front of the people of God. The integrity, amen, is what you hold and stand for behind the eyes of the people of God, behind the doors of where we live, out in the school where you go to school, in the stores where you work, on the job where you work, in the cars where you drive, the bicycles you ride. That's the integrity of God that you hold, amen, and stand firm on the word of God, whether you stand before the people or not. What are you playing at home? What music, what are you dancing to outside the doors of the church? What are you stepping to outside the doors? What are you listening to outside the doors of the church? What are we riding in outside the church van? What shoes you walking in? Whose strings you tying up? What clothes you got on? What type of raiment you got on? What kind of mind do you carry outside the doors of the church? What am I clapping my hands to outside the gates of the church? What am I stepping to? But the straight and narrow path. He said, straight and narrow. Very few take it thereby. But the wide road, the broad way, just like Broadway. Boy, you have fun on Broadway. You do what you want on Broadway. Yeah, do what you want. But there are consequences for everything. And it doesn't matter whether I see it. It doesn't matter whether you see me. It all matters what the Lord sees. And the people of God ain't going to see everything. That's what God is for. Whether he reveal it to you personally, reveal it to his people, reveal it through a stranger. God, he's God. And Isaiah said, and besides him, there is no other. And God said, when he spread his table, there's not only adults that are sitting and eating that which is at his table, there are children sitting and eating. There are babies, there are sucklings. He told Saul, kill everybody, even the babies, even the sucklings, kill them dead. That's what he said. And that's the God that we serve. God of life and death. But the God that we serve is a merciful God. He desires for his people to be saved. He desires for his people, amen, to be blessed beyond measure. And even be as the man of God David, amen, said, that my feet near slip when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But David did not fall because he remembered what thus saith the Lord. But because God loves his people, he spread his table that we may all eat and become full and become nourished and well nourished. That we may walk uprightly, that we may talk uprightly, that we may do the things that which is right in the sight of God. Likewise must the deacons. And he said even their wives got to have the same standard. Even the wives to become subject to their own husbands. May God first, amen, then man, then the woman. That's what God said. He gave the order. And God said, except you come as a little child and accept these things, you can't enter in. But the table is spread. God spoke about integrity and becoming hypocrites. And the Pharisees, he gave you an example. God will always give you an example, amen, to give the understanding to his people. Why? Because he loves them. God said, first natural, then spirit. He's Lord of all. And besides him, there's no other God. except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we're not going in. Except we eat the word of God, the Bible says eat the whole roll. And the blood is life. Life after this, it all depends on what life we live now. And God said that obedience is better than anything that I want to sacrifice. Likewise must the deacons. Likewise must the deacons. Likewise must their wives. Likewise must their upcoming wives. Likewise must the deacons take this word seriously. Grave means serious. Likewise must their wives. The little girls that will become women and later become wives, likewise must their wives live this word also. And God is not a respecter of persons. God's word is for everyone. And when he gives his word, God said his word shall go out and shall not come back unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he commanded it to do. Eat the whole roll. He said, be not as the Pharisees, for they are hypocritical. And that was the church folk. And you don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to be disobedient. But God requires obedience. And God loves his people so that he rebuked them that he loved. And because he loves us, he's going to constantly feed us. And sometimes it requires, amen, the natural food being set aside and eating that which is spiritual. Eating that which is going to nourish your spirit and not your flesh. Because in this flesh, it ain't nothing dwelling good in this flesh. Because everything in the flesh is contrary, amen, to the Spirit of God. But God loves his people so that he wants to teach his people the integrity of God, the standard of the Lord. And without it, we're not going to enter in. And in my closing, God, amen, he said he will never leave us or he'll never forsake us. The invisible God that we see, he's the same God, amen, that healed, amen, the woman with the issue of blood. He's the same God that's going to heal them that which you are praying for. He's the same God, amen, that saw what happened before, and that's what is going to happen later. God said. And one more thing. Yes, the woman with the issue of blood. She believed. When the man of God laid hands on me, when Evangelist King laid hands on me, and he told me years ago, he said, you've been praying, asking, and petitioning God for something. But he said, but today, your faith have made you whole. And God is going to heal some people even this day. Because of your faith and what you believe, what you've been praying for, God's going to heal you. It doesn't matter what it looks like, and it doesn't matter what it feels like. God is going to do it. Because you asked, you prayed, you consecrated yourself, you separated yourself. And today, because of what you believe,
God is going to make you whole. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, stand on your feet. Give the Lord a hand.